Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you are listening for the first time since lockdown or a regular listener, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations this week. Our Bible studies have resumed on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. We will be using material for Advent entitled Coming of the Saviour, which is a 6-week study programme. Full details can be found on our webpage. I am now in the process of organising the freewill offering envelopes for next year. At this point I must assume that there will still be restrictions on our worship services. For those of you who have changed to standing orders, I will no longer issue you with envelopes. However, if later in the year you decide you wish to return to envelopes, just get in touch with me. For those of you who have been unable to attend our services but would like to continue supporting our church financially, please consider using a standing order payment from your bank. Details can be found on our church webpage. A wee reminder for everyone that due to COVID restrictions, the church, like every household, is under constant financial pressure. The church could benefit financially if you are a taxpayer and you sign for the gift aid scheme. There is no additional cost to you, nor do you have to give the same amount every month. Only what and when you can afford it. We can then claim from HMRC an additional 25% of everything you have donated. Please give this consideration as we don't know when we can resume our normal services, and with no additional cost to you, there could be a big impact on the church financial position. These are all the intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy your worship today.
Thank you, John, for all that you do in the service of our God. And welcome everyone to our time of worship. As we begin, I invite you to please turn down the volume on your fears and to loosen the armor around your heart. Breathe. Let go of the expectations placed on you by others and those they taught you to place on yourself. Drop the guilt and the shame you may carry in honest expectation of God's forgiveness. Let go of the things you said the other day. Let go of the things you dread today, tomorrow, or in the days that lie ahead. Be here in this moment. Be still, for the presence of the Lord is with us. The book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 to 31 says, "Do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And now we join together to sing the first hymn of praise, hymn number 189, hymn number 189. "Be still, for the presence of the Lord."
Thank you.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. O God, our Heavenly Father, you are holy, righteous, and just, deserving of praise, honor, and glory. Our radiant King of light, with splendor you are crowned, and you are from everlasting to everlasting. We offer you thanks for reconciling us back to yourself through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are thankful to you for the Holy Spirit, who is the promised advocate, who empowers us to be effective witnesses to your kingdom. God of healing, God of wholeness, we bring our brokenness, our sinfulness, our fears and despair, and lay them at your feet. God of healing, God of wholeness, we hold out our hearts and hands to feel your touch and to know the peace that only you can bring. God of healing, God of wholeness, in this precious moment, grant us faith and confidence to know that in your presence, broken lives are made whole. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Help us to focus upon you and to hear your voice within. May your Holy Spirit move among us to cleanse and heal. Break down the wall of fear and fill us with faith. Minister your grace in our hearts. Grant us understanding and spiritual discernment to know that nothing is difficult for you. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5, reading from verses 13 to 16. Salt and light. Hear the word of the Lord. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Our second Bible reading is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, reading from verses 11 to 25. Hear the word of the Lord. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honour the emperor. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and for evermore. Amen.
Thank you, Jan, for taking the reading. Let us pray. Dear loving God, as we study your word, may you transform, inspire, and draw us closer to yourself. Amen. You may have noticed the recurring theme of strangers or foreigners over the past few weeks of our studies through the first letter of Peter. The Christians in 1 Peter were people who were being persecuted for their faith in a world that was hostile to it. This has always been the case right back to the earliest times of Christianity. And so followers of Jesus down through the centuries have sought to work out what it means to stay true to the Christian faith while living and serving within a system that may sometimes demand or expect a different set of behaviors. Here in our reading today, we can identify at least three pieces of advice as we continue to serve the Lord. These include: live honorably, be good citizens, and love your neighbors. First, in verses 11 to 12, Peter writes, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." Jesus said this earlier in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." The word "see," as used by Peter, refers to a careful observation over a period of time. In other words, the world's evaluation of us is not a snap judgment, but something observed over a long period. Peter is suggesting here that how we behave at work or in our communities will impact how other people view our God. The second advice that Peter offers to us is to be good citizens, and we can see this in verses 13 to 17. "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority." Maybe we need to be reminded that when Peter wrote about the emperor, he was referring to Emperor Nero, who is often described as a monster of wickedness. Although Peter himself says in Acts chapter 5 verse 29 that we are to obey God rather than any human authority, this is not a general call for rebellion against constituted authorities. Jesus spoke the truth fearlessly to those in power, but he also refused the way of the sword, choosing instead to love his enemies and pray for those who crucified him. As good citizens, we need to pay our taxes, vote during elections, but we don't lose our spiritual stability if our candidate or party does not win. We obey the speed limit and pay attention to government's guideline in the fight against the coronavirus. Peter tells us in verse 15, "For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people." Peter's argument is that if we are seen to be law-abiding, respectful citizens, when some unbelievers begin to spread slanders about Christians, others may say, "But look, our neighbors, Tom and Sandra, for example, are Christians, and they are not like that. They are law-abiding citizens, and they are always the first to help when neighbors are in need." Peter further says very clearly in verse 17, "Honor everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, honor the emperor." When we make a phone call to that person who lives alone, when we donate time and money to help those with food insecurity, and when we act with kindness to the person at the shop who is having a bad day, we show our love for our neighbors. We should be known for our compassion and kindness and respect and love towards everyone, and in that way, bring honor to the name of Jesus Christ. The third advice that Peter offers talks about loving our neighbors. And we can see this in verses 18 to 25. Here, Peter gives an example of how this might work itself out in practice. Referring to slaves who are being mistreated by their masters, Peter says in verse 18, "Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh." The issue here for Peter, which is a key issue for us all in the faith, is how we respond when we are treated unjustly as a result of our belief in Jesus. In verses 22 to 23, Peter cites from Isaiah 53 verse 9, "He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insult at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." That is the example Christ has left for us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches that we should love our enemies, pray for those who mistreat us, and bless those who persecute us. Throughout Jesus' trial and suffering, he never once threatened his accusers. Instead, as Peter says, he just left it up to God, the Father, to judge justly. Peter writes in verse 24, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed." Our sins are taken from us so that we might live differently in the future. In the midst of unjust suffering that might cause us to lose our faith, we are reminded that Christ suffered so that we might be healed, that resurrection and new life will happen in our lives. As a Christian community, we not only confess this good news to the world, we are the community where people who suffer unjustly come to experience God's healing through Christ's death and resurrection. As we walk through these challenging times, God calls us to live honorable lives in the sight of all, to be good citizens, and to love our enemies. This is a new and radical lifestyle to which we are called. It may hurt, and it will always be a struggle, but it is that to which we have been called. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Before I talk about today's music, I have an anecdote I'd like to share with you. 2 weeks ago, driving to the church, almost like clockwork, the title of the next piece I should play flashed into my head, as clear as a bell. My Way, that beloved Frank Sinatra song. It now feels so much like the music is not of my choosing that my immediate thought was, oh goody, I really like that song. I wonder what the message will be. During the service, I listened out for any pointers. In the sermon, the hymns, the prayers, but nothing was apparent. I was reminded, however, that the following Sunday would be Remembrance Sunday. Considering things later on, I was aware that My Way would not be suitable music for Remembrance Sunday. Perhaps that was why I could not pick up on any message during the service. I was slightly perturbed that the title had seemed so clear that morning. And that evening, as I pondered what to play, I considered the usual suspects for Remembrance Sunday. Nimrod, Jupiter, Pomp and Circumstance. But nothing really grabbed me. Looking for inspiration, I picked up my phone and did a Google search for Music for Remembrance. And up popped a list on the screen, the top of which was My Way. So you may be wondering, why did I not play My Way last week? Well, as well as having that experience, it came with a strong sense of direction, which was twofold. Firstly, I felt strongly that I would be playing My Way, but not for Remembrance Sunday. For Remembrance Sunday, I should stop looking elsewhere for what to play, and instead choose something from my lockdown repertoire that I'd been sharing with the church. Do it my way. Although I said that was an anecdote, the whole sequence of events also leads to the message for this week and today's music. Of course, it's My Way. None of us know the way ahead just now. When you're unsure of yourself and what you should be doing, instead of looking every which way for direction, take a moment, perhaps this moment, to take stock of yourself and all that God has blessed you with. And with peace and assurance, you can say, I did it my way. When in fact, you did it God's way.
Now let us pray for ourselves and others. Father God, everlasting God, our Creator, during these challenging times, we pray that you give us the strength and courage to shine our lights in your name, in our community, our country, and our world. Lord, we pray for your protection for our ministers and their families. We pray for our churches in Carluk and throughout the world that congregations may continually share the good news of Jesus and demonstrate his love by providing hope and comfort to your people through action and prayer. Bless all the young people in our community. We also ask continued protection for them and their teachers at this challenging time. Lord, this pandemic has brought the best and the worst out in people. We ask that those who have resources share with others, and those without, grant that they may get the help and support that they need. Father God, we know that you give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. We ask you to comfort the lonely and the bereaved, restore health to the sick, and bring courage and protection to those that are caring for them. We thank you for the services of all key workers and everyone who's doing their bit to support others at this time. We especially remember and give thanks to the people who currently serve in the Army, Navy, Marines or Air Force. Lord, keep them safe. Lord, be their protector. We also give thanks to all those who served in past conflicts. Lord, be with those who were injured and be with the loved ones of those who died to keep us safe. Lord, be their comforter. We also ask guidance for our government, that they may act with wisdom and integrity, preserve life, eradicate inequalities and promote peace, and under your guidance steer us out of this crisis. We thank you for the good news of a breakthrough for a vaccine against COVID-19. We ask for strength and perseverance for the scientists and laboratory technicians who are working round the clock to ensure its efficacy and safety. We pray that there will be a smooth path in the continued testing, and soon it will be able to be administered to all your people throughout the world. Father, help us to share the good news of the risen Lord through action, in our attitude and in prayer. Help us shine brightly in your name. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for your inspiring and uplifting music. And thank you, Jean, for leading us in our intercessory prayers. It's been a great joy to share with us in today's worship. Please continue to keep safe and well. Our closing hymn is hymn number 549. How deep the Father's love for us. Hymn number 549.
Thank you.
May the beauty of God be reflected in your eyes. The love of God be reflected in your hands. The wisdom of God be reflected in your words. And the knowledge of God flow from your heart, that all might see and see and believe. And now the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit rest upon you today and always.
Amen.